Welcome to Movie Picks with Alice Reese.
It is Friday the 30th across Northeast Texas. Daniel Starks here. You're listening to Movie Picks with Alice Reese. I do have Alice on the line. She is the movie reviewer for the Greenville and the Rockwall Herald banner. And every Friday during Morning Edition here on KETR, she brings us reviews on the latest movies out in theaters. Alice, good morning.
Good morning, Daniel.
A lot of movies we're going to talk about today. We've got One Direction, This Is Us, Closed Circuit, Austin Land, and that's Austin Land as in Jane Austen, and then we've also got The Grandmaster. Now, let's start off with this one, and if there's any little girls listening in their cars on their way to school, there's going to be some screaming. We've got One Direction, This Is Us.
Yes, I do, because I saw this movie, now know who this phenomenal, very well-known group is.
Very well-known.
Very well-known. It's very interesting. I didn't know the whole story of how they got together. They were on Simon Cowell put them together, and they got on the X Factor. But this tells the story about how that all happened, and then it becomes a concert film, too. And then it goes back and visits with each of the boys and their families as they travel the world, literally travel the world, and do this. It's kind of like moving the circus. I can't even take it in how complicated this is to put these shows on. But anyway, no matter where they go, whether it is the United States where they had number of cities that they visited, all over Europe, and in Japan and Mexico, one thing they have in common, there are always hordes of screaming, hysterical, some delirious, mostly female followers of 1D. And I made up 1 devotees, but I don't know if that's what they call them or not. I thought that would be cute, but
I see what you did there. Very nice.
I don't know. But they are charming and delightful guys. I don't know what will happen to them in the future. I hope not what usually happens.
Yeah. I mean, look at Miley Cyrus.
Don't look.
Oh, true.
But anyway, they were delightful. Morgan Spurlock, who directed, is known for his movie, Super Size Me, is the director of this. Very odd choice. And he came in for interviews and told us about it and how he got the job. And anyway, it's just a pretty phenomenal thing. Closed Circuit is about legal matters taking place in London after a devastated World Trade Center kind of bombing takes place. And they have lost all of the possible bombers, but there's one guy who is awaiting trial who they believe has done this. And the story is about his lawyer, his appointed lawyer, after the death of the first lawyer. And then then also they have a special advocate also. And the lawyer is played by Eric Bana, and his assistant, or the special advocate, is played by Rebecca Hall. And it all seems like it's going along just fine, except the government keeps not letting them have any documents, and all kinds of strange things happen. And then it turns into this massive legal thriller, and I thought it was very good. I had no idea, didn't figure it out at all, and I thought it was great. Late summer entertainment, much better than we see this time of year. They sometimes have this whole paranoid thing going, like this one. It's very good.
Right, and even in this, the cover art for this movie, they're all looking over their shoulders, like they're very paranoid. So, moving on, this is has nothing to do with terrorism. It's called Austin Land.
Carrie Russell, I've been watching her on TV. She's been in this series called The Americans, where she plays this Russian spy living as an American. Well, this part couldn't be farther away. She's this demure American girl who is just a massive Jane Austen fan, and she spends all her time reading the books and decorating her home in the Regency period and whatever. And she gets a chance, well, she uses all her savings, she gets a chance to go to a place called Austin Land, and it's a theme park. But you wear the clothes, you live the life, you meet the people, everything is done as if it were Jane Austen's time frame. And it's a delight. It's a lot of fun. The only thing I saw wrong with it was that I didn't care for Jennifer Coolidge, who plays, she plays a character called Miss Elizabeth Charming. And she was so over the top that it just sort of, and a little raunchy, and it kind of took away from the movie itself, the delight of the movie.
And then moving on to our final movie, it's called The Grand Master.
Yeah, Wong Kar-wai is a very talented and successful director of Chinese movies and Hong Kong types and ones made in mainland China as well. And he took Tony Leung, who's been in nearly all of his movies, and cast him in a historical role. There's a man whose name was Ip Man, I-P-M-A-N, and he was, starting in the 1930s, the master of the Wing Chun style of Kung Fu. The reason the man is mainly known is because he was the mentor to Bruce Lee. But they took his life and they told it from the 30s, I think the man lived till the 1970s, in a like a history of what was going on in China. He was a kind of a one-man army when the Japanese invaded in 1937. And he had to battle these other, he was the southern master, and he had to battle the northern master. But it's also a history of this whole kung fu business and explaining the philosophy and history.
Well, Miss Alice, we have had great reviews this morning. Closed Circuit, Austin Land, The Grand Master, and One Direction, This Is Us. Well, Miss Alice, we will talk to you next week.
Okay.
You can hear Alice Reese live every Friday morning during Morning Edition at 7:20, or you can hear her archived audio here at KETR.org. For KETR, I'm Daniel Starks.